Lionel Messi is in some trouble. He has been dealing with a tax case in Spain for a while. This is from ESPN.com. A Barcelona court has found Barcelona forward Lionel Messi and his father, Jorge Horacio Messi, guilty of three counts of tax fraud and has sentenced them to 21 months in prison, although neither is likely to serve any jail time. In a statement, the court also said that the sentence can be appealed through the Spanish Supreme Court. Under Spanish law, a tax prison sentence under 2 years can be served under probation, meaning Messi and his father are very unlikely to go to jail. The court has also ordered Messi to pay a fine of about 2 million euros, while his father was dealt a 1.5 million euro fine for the tax evasion. That's about $2.2 million. The court had been hearing a case brought by prosecutors who maintained that Messi and his father, Jorge, used tax havens in Belize and Uruguay, as well as shell companies in the UK and Switzerland, to avoid paying taxes totaling 4.1 million euros on earnings from image rights. Barcelona on Wednesday issued a statement in support of their star forward, saying that they feel Messi is not criminally responsible for the tax fraud. This is where it gets interesting. The prosecutors had called for jail sentences for both Messis, and the court decided to hand out such a punishment, although both of them deny any wrongdoing. Or willful wrongdoing, I guess is the correct word here. Lionel Messi admitted in court last month that he signed many documents without reading their contents and that he visited a notary's office to go through with setting up a company to handle his finances without understanding what's going on. That is both shocking and not at all shocking. The problem is, and look, I trust my dad as much as I trust anybody in the world, right? I know that he would have my best interest in mind. Now, my father had a really successful career as a businessman and understands finance and understands things like this. So his advice in that particular field would probably be very solid. That being said, if I had millions of dollars like Lionel Messi has, I think I might want somebody that deals with millions of dollars in personal wealth every single day to be the guy that's advising me on where to put my money. Okay? My dad could sit in on the meetings and say, hey, look, that doesn't sound like a good deal to me. You might want to have somebody check that. That's good. That's good. But Messi just had his dad run all this stuff. Dad, look at all this money. Ah! Now, Messi, you know that if we put some of this in Uruguay, that they won't be able to tax you on it. I don't want to pay taxes. Well, that's good news, Messi, because if we take it to Belize, then we won't have to. Now, just sign these documents, Messi. I don't want to. Can I put a little cat and a heart and a flower and a rainbow? Ah! Have somebody that does, because here's what's going to happen. A real guy, look, who has all the money as an athlete? Michael Jordan, right? Go to Oprah Winfrey. Go to somebody that's got that. Bill Gates, Larry Ellison, Mark Cuban. All of these people, okay? These guys that have all this wealth, and say, "Hi, Mr. Cuban, it's Messi." "Why, hi, Messi. How are you? You look good, buddy. What can I do for you?" "I have a lot of money, and I don't want to pay a lot of tax. And you make a lot of money, and you never go to jail. And I was wondering if you could tell me how not to pay a lot of tax and go to jail." Ah! Now, Messi, that's a very big boy thing to do. That's a very big boy thing to do. I'm going to introduce you to some people. What you don't do is say, hey, you know what we're going to do here? Just sign these. You won't have to pay any taxes. It's cool. It seems like a bad plan.